Yeah, and I mean they were doing a lot of three-step drops to keep us from getting there because of the D line we have. So we knew that with three-step drops we need to get our hands up because we won't be able to get there. So we had to affect them the next best way, batting the ball down.
Did you know as soon as they started to cut you, that it was going to be that three-step drop stuff?
Oh yeah, anytime. Yeah, anytime that you pretty much know then too. That's typically the way to know that it's three-step drop is that.
People talk about this as a message game. Is it a message game to you that you guys came back to win it?
Not a message, but it's a sign of maturity. Typically, the game might not end the way it did with the team that we had previously. But now, guys are older and matured.
J.J. Watt certainly made a name for himself with all the passes he deflects. Has that become a much bigger thing from a defensive lineman's perspective instead of just trying to get to the quarterback, get your hands up and swat it down?
I mean, it's not a much bigger thing, but it's the next best thing. If you can't get there, it's to do that, yes. So they've been coaching that a lot more, and obviously it's one of his trademarks right there.
Not quarterback sacks, but same effect. Cotchery, 5-yard loss. You have another one yesterday with running back, 4 or 5-yard loss. Same deal, throwing them off schedule, second long, third long.
Anytime you can make it third, second, and long, man, we get to pin our ears back and go after the quarterback. Deeper throws, and it gives you more time.
Are you seeing team game plan a little bit differently for Geno?
Yeah.
Maybe really accounting for him a little bit differently?
Of course, as we expect, because Geno is a man child.
if you're game planning for your defensive line, who would you single out first and foremost who I got to stop and make sure he doesn't beat us?
I don't know, but I hope they single me so I can eat. I would love to be one-on-one.
How much does it help you, Mike, and Domata and Wallace, whoever's in there, when Geno is getting the kind of attention that he often gets?
It frees us up a little bit, but, when he's getting double, it's usually like the center and the guard, so they still have the tight end, running back, and everybody for me and Mike. So, it just depends on how many receivers they want to release. Steelers, sometimes they only release two people. So, that's 10 guys blocking. 9 guys blocking.